should be more qualified in Sanskrit and also in law and all other things. And he began to go in colleges, law colleges, his time. Guru Maharaj was so much unhappy for this. And when he wrote so much powerful Hari Katha, Padiya Likhiya Sab Gyano Chare Thare, Krishna Mahamosa Vanji Lava Chalare. He knows that those who are going to learn anything and they have not learned from their home and now dwelling and studying Gurudev and then they go to learn anything, they are like focused person. If anyone has come from home, he has learned so many things. No problem. He will use all these things in Krishna service and Gurudev service. But those who have learned for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years and now giving up Harinam, chanting and hearing Katha to us, dwelling and going to university, Harvard or in England, and in America, Dallas and university going, and to do PhD. They have no faith on their Guru world. Actually, they are not gurus. They are no at all. They must go down. So all RPFC also, all Guru Maharaj has started Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti Chatushpadi. And those who went those who were Brahmachari and those who went there and were learning all went to their houses, they married, they took marriage and they left all these things. I know so many things, so I don't want to explain all these things. So Padiya Likhiya says, those who will plan much and after that they will go and sing also here also. There are so many qualified persons. And they went to read Sanskrit and they wanted to become a learned person to know what Jiva Goswami has told. But they went to Sahajiya Babaji. So they denied our Guru Parampara, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. And thus they became bewildered and went to heaven. Some Vatna last came and they are going also, giving their very chest and beautiful and
devotee,
and they are now going again back. Why more? So Guru Maharaj went there to Siddhanti Maharaj and told so powerful Harikatha. And then he left without passing the third year law college and he returned back to Kusha. And so he always thought that Srila Bhakti Prasyan, Krishna Goswami Maharaj is my Shiksha Guru. And the both used to serve. When they used to go to market for Shiksha, Sabji, all collection so much, one full fire, up one about more than 1 month, and next half month, two bags, full up. Pujabhat Siddhanti Maharaj was taking one month, bigger one. And our Guru Maharaj was trying possibly that I will take bigger. And Pujabhat Siddhanti Maharaj was fighting that I will take more bigger. But our Guru Maharaj was so kind and so he told that I am your
elder brother.
So you should obey me. take any first studies of truth and comes, they try to hide ourselves. So that Narayan Maharaj could not see. Otherwise he will take me and he will use in my kitchen room and to wash all these things. So many brahmacharis, they don't try to come in front of me. But it is against bhakti. Vaishnava seva chada, dhul sava chadiya, nistar keji.
Chadiya Vaishnava seva, nistar keji.
Vaishnava seva,
nistar keji.
What is the meaning? If anyone has neglected Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, they cannot have bhakti, they will go to hell. So you should try to understand all. आप लोग ये समझेंगे वैष्णव की सेवा गुरु की सेवा छोड़ करके आज तक किसी का विस्तार नहीं हुआ, इसलिए अपने शरीर को चुरा करके रखेंगे, एक दिन तक ये सड़ेगा गलेगा ही और पहले गल जाएगा, क्योंकि ऑटोमेटिक चाबी है ये वैष्णव सेवा, जो ये नहीं करेगा ऑटोमेटिक घर में चाबी नहीं रहेगी, बल्कि शरीर हो जाएगा, हार्ट में डिजीज हो जाएगी और अंत में ऐसे ही बिना मौत के करेगा और सब। इसलिए याद रखें, जो जितना ही गुरु सेवा वैष्णव सेवा करेगा उनका प्रिय होगा और प्रिय होने से उसको कृष्ण भक्ति जरूर मिलेगी, ये चीज को समझेंगे। तो इस तरह से उन्होंने सेवा किया था। एक समय में
रविन्द्रनाथ ठाकुर
from Sweden or Sweden.
Nobel Prize.
But yet, she was a very great thing. And that is why she wrote a Gitanjali, a very little thing of Gita, and he was given Nobel Prize. But how he got? He had not touched even. उन्होंने भारतीय संस्कृति के साथ उनका कोई भी संबंध नहीं था। राधा कृष्ण के उपासक भी नहीं थे, गीता भागवत वेद को नहीं मानने वाले थे। वो क्या थे?
ब्रह्मवादी।
ब्रह्मवादी नहीं, ब्रह्मवादी आप पावर ऑफ ब्रह्म एनी हाउ बट वी हैव नो रिलेशन एट ऑल ब्रह्म। हमारी भारतीय संस्कृति से पूरे बार वो ईसाइयत के जूठा खाने वाले थे और कुछ नहीं, और यहां पर उनको बहुत बड़ा माना जाता है। उनके लिए उन्होंने कहा राम छावल। राम छावल माने की राम छावल माने क्या? बकरा जैसा होता है, उसका दाढ़ी होता है, ऐसे ऐसे करता है, ऐसे उनको कहा। और कहते हैं थोड़ा सा जहां कहा सब लोग हल्ला कर उठे, बैठो बैठो बैठो, और उनके उसने बोलना आरम्भ कर दिया। हजारों लोग उसमें थे और सब लोग इनके विरुद्ध हो गए, गौड़ीय मठ के विरुद्ध हो गए और प्रचार वहां पर खत्म हो गया, समाप्त खत्म हो गया।
विवेकानंद सर ने विवेकानंद जी मारा रहा है हिंदी से,
उन्होंने कहा था विवेकानंद ने हमारे भारतीय संस्कृति को चौपट करने वाला है, वो धर्म राज्य का गुंडा है, ऐसे उन्होंने कहा जो हमारे गुरु जी का थे। Understand? What I do?
We're saying that it is Gunda philosophy.
Yes. For Vivekan.
Yes.
And for Rabindranath Tagore?
Something about goat.
Always following the backside of goats. In India, there was no co-education. But after that, and he has become the supreme of our heart now. So he told. उन्होंने बदलाया, बदलाने के साथ में सभा पर उन पर सब लोग बिगड़ गए, मात्र क्यों लोग हो गई, कुछ लोगों ने बचाव किया किंतु सभा भंग हो गई। सभा भंग होते ही नवीन महाराज जी ने प्रभुपाद को टेलीग्राम किया मायापुर में, आज हमारी खड़ी सभा और हमारे सब लोग पक्ष के भी थे और सारा लोग हमारा विरुद्ध हो गया, गौड़ीय मठ के शिष्य हो गए, अब कोई बातें नहीं सुनना चाहते हैं, आप कृपा करके पधारिए। और हमारा जितना प्रचार था ईस्ट बंगाल ने सब चौपट कर दिया। प्रभुपाद को जब वो टेलीग्राम मिला तो बड़े प्रसन्न हुए, उन्होंने साथ ही साथ एक मिनट की देरी नहीं की और उनको टेलीग्राम क्या दिया, आज हमारा कोटी रुपए का प्रचार हो गया। ऐसा सभा में कहने वाला कोई आज तक हमारा कोई शिष्य नहीं था, आज एक ऐसा शिष्य मैंने पाया जो सत्य का निर्भीक वक्ता है। हे जी, या
गुड स्पीकर,
तो इस तरह से उन्होंने कहा। और उसके बाद में गए वहां पर, भजन मैं आ रहा हूं, कोई चिंता नहीं, आज हमारा लाख रुपए का प्रचार, विश्व में हमारा प्रचार हुआ, ऐसा कहने वाला कोई था नहीं थे जो ऐसा कर सके। आज तक नवदी कुलिया और मायापुर सब में पुल बन गया है, पहले नहीं था। माने क्या? माने क्या? गुरु महाराज जी कभी भी ऐसी बातें नहीं करते थे, कभी उनसे आपस नहीं था जो अपनी विरोधी बातें करने वाले। आजकल उन गोस्वामियों को मायापुर के लोग भी खूब आदर कर रहे हैं, जैसे आजकल इस्कॉन में मायावादी और रुद्राक्ष धारण करने वाले अहम ब्रह्मास्मि महा ब्रह्मास्मि को आदर करके बुलाया जाता है। भक्ति के विरोधी जो नागिश और कौन कौन सी वो सब आकर के स्कूल में बहुत हो रही है, उनको मना किया जा रहा है और उनका प्रचार उनके द्वारा कराया जाता है, उसमें अप्रचारक नहीं रहा इसका मतलब। और इसलिए मायावादी सन्यासी लोग आते हैं प्रचार करने, हर स्कूल में राजनीति को कितने किसी एक प्रेसिडेंट को या बड़े मंत्री को बुलाते हैं, लाखों आदमी जब वो आज हमारा कितना बड़ा भारी प्रचार का और वो कह करके जाते हैं कि हम ब्रह्मा सर्वपलितम ब्रह्म रुद्राक्ष की माला तत्मसी तत्मसी उनको बुलाते हैं और बम्बई से सब आती है तारकाएं फिल्म तारकाएं और उसे आदमी जुटता है लगाए देखो हमारा कितना प्रचार हुआ गुरु महाराज जी सब विरोधी थे पूज्य पाठ सिद्धांत महाराज जी इसके विरोधी थे प्रभुपाद वहां पर गए और जाकर के गंभीर रूप से बैठे और उन्होंने खंडन करके उनके विचारों को और वहां पर स्थापन किया जैसे निक सकता वक्ता में हमारे गुरु महाराज जी भी और भी बड़े निर्भीक वक्ता थे जिसकी छात में बैठ कर दिया और सीखे विचारों का खंडन नाम कृष्ण मिशन सह किया और जाति स्मार्क गोसाई सब का खंडन किया पहले 13 अपर संप्रदाय के गुरु महाराज ने क्या किया 39 संप्रदायों का खंडन करके और इसलिए आचार्य सिंह गुरु ने हमारे गुरु स्वामी महाराज जी ने इस प्रकार से सिद्धांत महाराज जी को जाकर के सपोर्ट किया और दूसरा पढ़ने को प्रचार हुआ इस तरह से उनकी कितनी बातें हम कहें तो
रास्ता छोड़
और हमारे वो शिक्षा गुरु हैं मैं जब भी कभी उनके पास में जाता था वहां प्रेम से हम लोगों को बैठा करके और रसगुल्ला और संदेश रखते थे रसगुल्ला कहां का फिल्म से रसगुल्ला और संदेश कहां का वहां का रखते थे सब समय उनके पास में रहता था और वो हम लोगों को बड़े प्रेम से मिला सब समय हमारे पुत्रों के ऊपर उनका विशेष स्नेह था आज उनका निरंतर आज उठाओ की है हम लोग सभी उनके चरणों में पुष्पांजलि आज प्रदान करके और सब जाएंगे हम लोग तो आज तो मेरी इच्छा थी जैसे ये राधा तत्व कृष्ण तत्व के संबंध में बोला जाए तो आज समय हो गया है पुष्पांजलि देने में ही हम लोगों का समय लग गया असल पुष्पांजलि हम लोग ने दी अब थोड़ा सा पुष्पों की पुष्पांजलि देना धीरे भैया आज भाव दोनों कल बतलाया वैष्णव महाराज ने कि एक ही तत्व धीरे में अपने गुरु जी की या जिसका ग्रह हो रहा है उसकी सारी स्मृतियों को हृदय में लेकर कैसे उनकी मनोकृति हम कर सकते हैं मनोकृष्ट पूर्ण कर सकते हैं ये सब विचार करके उसको ग्रहण करें इसका नाम पुष्पांजलि फूल से जो दे रहे हैं और खूब सरलता से स्वादिष्ट भोजन उनको दे रहे हैं ऊपर से और चित्त उनका विचारधारा को फॉलो नहीं करता है वो पुष्पांजलि उसे गुरु कभी नहीं इसलिए जिसके विरह में या अर्थभाव में जो सभा हो रही है उनके विचारों को स्मरण करते हुए कौन पद से भगवान उन्होंने पाया अपने गुरु जी की सेवा की इन विचारों को लेकर के हम यदि चलेंगे तो यथार्थ में ये हमारी गुरु सेवा होगी या इसलिए हम उनके विचारों महापुरुषों के विचारों को धारण करके सत्य के निर्भीक वक्ता हूँ गुरु वैष्णव की सेवा करने वाले हों यदि ऐसा हो सकता है तो हम सचमुच में अपनी पुष्पांजलि उनके चरणों में अर्पित कर सकते हैं
Hare Krishna, attention please. In Varsana temple, photography is strictly prohibited.
So Maharaj has already explained everything in English. Only one instance he has told in Hindi, which I am going to tell you. That once upon a time, Pujibha Siddhanti Maharaj, Jami Maharaj, he went to a place, I could not hear that the name of that place. It was in Bangladesh.
Mewansingh.
District Mewansingh. There was a very big assembly and so many people came to listen. One thing I here want to tell you, that in India, there had been two very leading Bengali personalities. They've been world renowned. Number one is Vivekananda, who spoke for I think 24 hours continuously in Chicago, and he earned the world name. Every Indian is having a great regard for him, and Bengalis too much. And Rabindranath Tagore, one of the very renowned Indian poet, he has received
Nobel Prize
also, and he was Nobel laureate. But they had got nothing to do with spiritualism. Siddhanti Maharaj, in the big assembly, very boldly said that Vivekananda was in fact Vivekananda. Be means without, and Vivek means mind, without any brain. So he very
why?
Because he has got no any connection with spiritualism, and he was
Gita, Ramayana, he is told that I started playing football instead of the Gita. And I don't want to believe a God who can eat eternal bliss, but not bread and butter.
And Vivekananda was fetching the attention of people just on the account of bread and butter. I accept him, a God who will give us bread and butter. It is better to do farming instead of and playing football instead of reading Bhagavad Gita.
Because our health will be recovered.
Our health will be recovered. His all doctrines were concentrating on body, not on soul. So he declared that he was Gunda. He was Gunda of spiritualism. Gunda means rock. Scroundrel and rock of the spiritual ages. Because he claimed himself a spiritualist and talking about the body only. And secondly, Rabindranath Tagore, Siddhanti Maharaj, very boldly announced him to be God. You know, he God has got one thing, he has got a very white beard just here. And Rabindranath Tagore was also having beard here. So there was a physical resemblance of a goat and Rabindranath Tagore. So he, not only for this reason, goat has got tendency to run after she-goat. And similarly, he said Rabindranath Tagore was also, he started a school and wherein he started co-education in India.
Shanti Niketan.
He started a school in India, its name was Shanti Niketan, wherein he introduced co-education first time. And this co-education is one of the basis where the he starts learning after she. So this type of tendency he has created in Indian society also, which was so neat and clean in this regard earlier. And he called him a thief because he was propagating idea of Christianity by stealing some thoughts from Gita, and then he wrote a poem named Gitanjali and got Nobel Prize. So he was a thief.
You never believe in Gita, Bhagavad, Vedas, Upanishad. He was against all these things.
All these things. So when he declared this thing, and they were very renowned personalities in Indian society, moreover in Bengalis, because they used to be said that they are our crown. All the assembly became against Siddhanti Maharaj, and they were furious also. I really surprised why did not they start stoning, otherwise they must have started stoning, because Bengalis are very much hardliners on this part. Anyway, the whole assembly was disturbed, and the preaching was disturbed, and Nemi Maharaj was also disturbed, and he wrote a telegram to Srila Prabhupada that, look, we were preaching so nicely, and preaching was going so vehemently, so many people came, so much favor was there, but by the statement given by Pujibha Siddhanti Maharaj, everything has been everything is fully disturbed. Then Prabhupada abruptly gave reply in telegram. Don't be disturbed. It is not disturbance, rather it is the preaching of millions time, of millions rupees. And he was very much pleased. I am just coming, wait for me. And then Srila Prabhupada came. He said, if anyone can speak so boldly in the assembly, then it is a very big preaching, because this is our criteria. We should speak very boldly. If such adverse remark comes, are you
no opposition, then no preaching.
Preaching
is no opposition. A third class, vocal person, then no preaching. So that should be some arrow here to all those who are not accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In general, everyone wants to speak in a way that he should get appreciation and pleasing to others, but this is not preaching. Preaching means when truth is to be spoken without considering that a person will be pleased or not. This means that the person who is speaking such a hard truth has got no concern for his own prestige and name. Therefore, Maharaj is saying that this is happening nowadays. This is called compromise policy. In Mayapur also, they have been breached. In Kulia, Navdeep and Mayapur. Means there were the different sections of the Apsampradaya. Apsampradaya means those who are preaching in the pretext of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but wrong preaching they are doing. And Srila Prabhupada was against them. And he never compromised with them. But now the Gaudiya Math of Mayapur and Navdeep, they are compromising with them. And they are calling them, they are respecting and welcoming them. Like in ISKCON we see that in order for, in the name of preaching, they are calling actresses, they are calling Mayavadis, and they are letting them speak on their platform. They do dance, they perform material songs, they preach Aham Brahmasmi, and then they say ISKCON is so powerful because so many renowned persons came there on their platform. And this is the way they are trying to expand themselves and propagate themselves. But this is not the way. This is in fact stepping down from the truth and
from the line of Srila Swamiji.
And from the line of Srila Swamiji. So
he never called any Mayavadi. Never.
Called?
And not any investor. Never. But now he is also
God.
Jai 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 Radhe 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 Rad और साकरी कोर में, साकरी कोर में।